Okay, today's daf is Shvias daf Ayin, the 70th daf here in Masechta Shvias, as we are in the ninth parak of Masechta Shvias. And the last we met, we quoted a story that the Rabbanan had a number of questions, and they went to the Beis Medrash of Rebbe to get the answers. And by the time they got in, they had all the answers already. Why? Because the maidservant of Rebbe answered their questions. Number one was about going in, and the question was, who goes in first? The one who is older, but less wise, the one who is wiser. So she said, he kansu lashanim, the one who is older, and also a basic level of wisdom, goes in first. And then they went in little by little, and she says, why are you going sirugin, sirugin? So they knew what the word sirugin means. And then one of the rebbes, who had these types of seeds in his coat and dropped some of them, she says, why are you scattering your chaluglugos? So, again, a similar gemara comes up in the Bavli too, but that's what they learned from the Amsei de Rebbe. But again, probably the more famous discussion of the Amsei de Rebbe is when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was on his deathbed, Rebbe, at the end of Meseches Ksubis, and Daf Kuv Dalet, where the Amsei de Rebbe does something, and we learn halacha from that. The question is, how seriously do you take it? But the poskim all discuss it. Remember, the Gemara says there, Ksubis Kuv Dalet, Hahu Yoma Denoach Amsei de Rebbe, Gozer Rabbanan Tanisa. The day that Rebbe was on his deathbed, the Rabbanan were Gozer Tainis, they had a fast, to Tuvah Rachme, and they were davening, Va'amri. And they said, nobody should say that Rebbe has died. And whoever says Rebbe has died, who brings us that bad news, should be speared. Maybe they wanted everybody to think that there was still plenty of hope, and nobody should say that. Slika amsei de Rebbe la'igra. So the maidservant of Rebbe goes up to the roof of the Beis Medrash. Amra, and she says, she sees her Rebbe suffering. She's the one that's always close to him. Elyonim of Akshim is Rebbe, Vitachtonim of Akshim is Rebbe. The upper worlds are seeking out Rebbe, and the lower worlds are seeking out Rebbe. Yiratzon, Shiakufu, Tachtonim es Elyonim. Let the lower worlds win. And you would think that the Rebbeim have like the special connection, but it seems like the Amsei de Rebbe has this special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upstairs. Let the rabbis win. Let the rabbis be the angels. Right? That's the, she's the deciding factor. Kiva dachazoi. But then she saw it. She saw that that's true, that the rabbis were winning, but it wasn't that the angels were putting up a fight. So he was just, the Rebbe was suffering. Kiva dachazoi kamazimni da'ayla beisakisi v'cholas filin umonach lehu v'kamitztair. Right, every time she saw that he kept having to go to the bathroom because he was so ill, taking off his tefillin, putting it back on, and he was being mitztair. What was he being mitztair from? Not 100% clear. Was he being mitztair from the pain of the stomach issues, or the pain of having to take off the tefillin? Right, because the kamitztair is only at the end. She goes to the basic kisei, v'chalat tefillin, umanach lo v'kamitztair. Amra, then she says, she switched her tefillah. Yi ratzon, she akufu el yonim esatachtonim. Right, the upper worlds should overcome the lower worlds. Right, this was with the Ran quotes this in the Daram Daf Mem, where the Ran discusses about Rachman al Islam davening for somebody that they should die, that this is the one of the sources. But even though she said that, the Rabbana didn't stop davening. Oh, see, the Gilian Ashas here says, I ain't Ran the Daram Daf Mem, right on that line. So the Rabbana weren't quiet. Shakla kuza shadya me igra la'ara. She takes a shard or a little cup and she throws it to the ground. Ishtiku, and because of the noise, for a second, the tefillah stopped. Ishtiku mirachme v'noach nafshi the Rebbe. Right, and Rebbe passed on. There's a lot to learn from this Gemara. Amalei Rabbanan bar kapara zil ayin. Right, the Rabbanan sent bar kapara. They sensed something. They sensed something happened. So azal ashke v'noach nafshi. They saw that he had died, and he rips his clothing, but he turns it around because he doesn't want to be, so to speak, the one that makes the announcement. There was a fight. The upper world and the lower worlds were holding on to the Aron. Nitzchu Arelim esamitzukim v'nishba ruach Aron HaKodesh. And the Arelim have won and taken captive the Aron HaKodesh. And they say, did he die? And he says, well, I didn't say that. You said that. But that's the Gemara about Amsei the Rebbe. Many discussions here. Here, Rashi. V'kalatz v'tilin amanach lehu. He took off his tefillin and put it back on. V'kamitza'er lachlotzu lahaniach. That was the deal. It doesn't say that he was mitzar about the stomach issue. He was mitzar that he had to take it off and put it back on. That's what he was upset about. Tosfos, manach tefillin. V'avagav d'chol imam p'tur ben tefillin. Even though if you have a stomach issue, you're potter from tefillin. L'fi she'en yecholon lihizar heitev. Avol Rebbe ha'yamanik atzvah b'kedusha yoser midai. V'yodeh heitev lihizar. He could still be zahir even if he had a stomach issue. He knew when to take it off beforehand. So, again, that is Amsi the Rebbe, but this is what they learned here in our Gemara. They learned the language, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. They learn the language of different words from Amsei de Rebbe. Okay, says the Gemara. So now we're talking about some of the other items on the list that we had at the beginning of the Perek on the last stop. So we're in Perek HaPegam. Perek HaPegam, we had the numerous herbs and growths on the list of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that all of these are not chashev items. They often grow out in the wild, and therefore they're pater from Maisrus, and you can buy them from people in Shemitah, because you don't assume that people planted it, you don't assume that they're included in the Isra of Svichin, as we said, much of this parak is about. You don't have to worry about Svichin, because the Mishnah's lashon was, Ein kayotze behem nishmar. These items are at Nishmar. There's plenty of them available out in the fields. And so you don't have to be nervous about anything. About Svichin, about Maisra, is nothing. That's all, it's all mutter. And we had a number of items on the list. So first we're going to talk about a number of those items. And then we're going to talk about why aren't there more items. So again, we had Pegam, Shotin, Chaluglugos. That's what we just spoke about. Kuzbar, Karpas, Shebenaharos. The Karpas in the Naharos. Right, that's what the Marafold on the Mishnah said, only the karpas of the Naharos, dafka, avolo shelgina, but not of the garden. So again, now, my karpas sheben Naharos, says the Gemara of Yossi Barchanina Amar, pit rusilinon, right, this type of growth. Velama, so that's the pit rusilinon. It's called karpas, interesting. Karpas we know from the Seder. Right, and usually we think what is the word karpas? What does the word karpas come from? So the most common shot in most Haggadahs is you switch karpas around. It means samach perach. Samach perach is 600,000 Jews doing hard work. Samach perach. That's karpas. But it's hard to know that. What does the word karpas mean? So here the word karpas seems to mean it's a type of vegetable. Which is maybe that's also connected to where Chazal said you have to do karpas. We do karpas l'shol, right? So the children will ask. But what is that word? So pashtus here. It's the we use the a type of anything that you're going to make adama on, right? Because you're going to want to have in mind for the mara later in the seder. So anything you're going to make adama on. So that's the where the word karpas comes from. But we've noted an unbelievable pshat, another idea about karpas where the word karpas comes from, and it's based on a Rashi. It's based on a Rashi, and that is if you look in. Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, he quotes this and others as well. I think the Abrabinel quotes it, that one of the reasons we do karpas at the beginning of the Seder is as we dip as a zecher to the brothers dipping Yosef's coat into blood before they gave it back to Yaakov Avinu. Right? The Ksonas Pasim, they dip into blood, and therefore the Rabbeinu Manoach and others expanded it by saying, and we remember at the beginning of the Seder where a lot of the problem started. Right, the whole story of the Shibud started with Mechiras Yosef, and part of it was the Onesh of Mechiras Yosef, but Mechiras Yosef, and therefore we dip at the beginning of the Seder, we can't dip into blood. Blood is not, you're not allowed to eat blood. We mentioned that yesterday, 2 days ago, about the Kleyakar, about the Siag Daraisa. So one is not allowed to eat blood, so we dip into something salty, right, to remind us that the Mechiras Yosef at the beginning of the Seder, Pesachim. But the Rashi says, at the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, right, Pasim, what is Ksonis Pasim? Lashon Klei Milas, right, it's a Lashon of silk, fancy clothing, right, Kimo, where do you see fancy clothing? The Ksonis Pasim was made, based on the Pasuk in the Megillah, Chur Karpas Uschelas, right, so you have Karpas there. So you have karpas there, so again, karpas means fancy silk clothing. So that's why we call it karpas, because we remember Ksonis Pasim of Yosef, and when we dip it at the beginning, we remember. So we have karpas here in our Mishnah. Karpas is some type of vegetable, and that's where the word comes from, but it also comes up in the Megillah. It's a pasuk in the word in Tanakh, Chur Karpas Uschelas. This also, by the way, explains one word in the Gemara in Pesachim. One word, the last word. The last word of the fifth parak, last word of the sixth parak. You got to remember where it is. Last word of the fifth parak. Last word of the first parak, the fifth parak, on Samach Hei Amabeizim Sachim. The Gemara there discusses how they used to do the Korban Pesach. Everybody, the Korban Pesach had to be shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. It was the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash, Erev Pesach. So everybody got their Korban Pesach shechted, right? Kachet Kalim have to be shechted there, but you could eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. So they used to bring it back to their apartments, whether their families were staying, right, in Erev Pesach, and they would have it at the Seder. So the Mishnah quotes that, different groups, and the Gemara quotes a Brisa, how they used to carry back their Korban Pesach back to their hotel rooms. So you might say, what do you mean, how do you carry it back? Carry it back, however you want. Tana. Kol echad ve'echad nosein pischo ba'oro. Everybody used to take their Korban Pesach, put it into the skin that you skin the animal, so you put it in, you throw it over your shoulder, mavshal acharv, and carry it like a knapsack. That's what they used to carry their Korban Pesachs back to their apartments, right, or hotel rooms. They used to put it in the skin, put it over their shoulder, and carry it back. Okay? Amar of Ilish, last word of the Perek, Tayos. Tayos. What does that word mean? Tayos. Says Rashi, Rav, it's Amar of Ilish, Shem Chacham, Rashi says, that's the name of the rabbi. Amar of Ilish, Tayos. What's Tayos? Derech Socharim Yishmeelim Huzeh. This is the way that Ishmaelite merchants carry their stuff, right? And that's why you carry it over your shoulder and you walk back. What are we talking about, Ishmaelite merchants at the night of the Seder? Right? Derech Socharim Yishmeelim Huzeh. That's it, right? Connected to the Ksonis Pasim, Yosef, dipping, and you have the Tayos, and you have the Rabbeinu Manoach. So this is all the other word, shot of the word of Karpas. But here we have Karpas, Shevet Haros. We have Pitrosilinon. Okay. V'lama lo tanina. So now we get to. So our Mishnah has a number of items listed, which are not chashuv, and they grow out in the fields. Why aren't these items listed? Ask the Gemara. V'lama lo taninan hasiya v'ha'ezov v'ha'koranis imhon. Right? Why aren't these three listed? Because these are also stoma, types of growths that are also mistoma, come from a hefker. Right? They're also the language of the Mepharshim here. Darkan lalos me'aleim below zriya. They also grow by themselves. So the Gemara says, shalo tamar. We're going to have two potential answers that the Gemara is going to reject. Shalo tamar, don't tell me. Right, the Marafolda says, Tirutzahi. This is an answer. Lo salkadaitach. Right? Don't tell me, Eilu nishmarin b'chatzar v'chayavin, ve'ilu nishmarin b'chatzar b'turin. Well, if you would have these growths in your yard, so then there'd be a chilek, because these, the ones that are not listed in our Mishnah, those would be chayav, if they would be in a chatzar, and these would be putter, says the Gemara. That's not true. That's not true. They're all equal. Eilu ve'ilu, ma'ilu nishmarin b'chatzar chayavin. It's not true. They both, if they're in your yard, and they're shamur, then they would be chayiv in Maisris. So that can't be why this one group is in the Mishnah, one group is not. Ilu nishmar, and what about the other way? Ilu nishmar begina chayiv, ilu nishmar begina paturin. You would think that. What about in a gina, in a garden? One of them would be chayiv, one of them be pater. One of the groups would be chayiv, and one of the groups would be pater. Not true. Ela elu ve'elu nishmar begina paturin. They both would be pater because they're both automatically basically hefker. People don't care about these types of growths. They would be pater. So in a chatzah, they'd both be chayiv, and a gina, they'd both be pater, right? So we repeat the question. V'lama lo tanin ela ilain. So what's the difference between the four that are listed in our Mishnah and the three that Chazal have elsewhere listed as a group? Why aren't these in our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, who shalo tomar the following, that you don't say hoel virov haminim halalu nizra nubanim ne iser, because in the group in ours, there are many that they're not the wild species in the group. And therefore, since rove of the species within these groups, Nizranu Bamana Isser, Yihu Asurin, right, you might think that there's species similar to these, maybe included in the larger category species, that you do guard and you do care about. So therefore, you might have said these are more Usser. The ones that are not here in the Mishnah, those are for sure Mutter. Those are for sure. But these items that we have in the Mishnah, the Rivuzin and the Shotin, so there are similar ones in their genre of growths that are guarded. So you might say, therefore, these should be Usser as well. So Lefum Kein, Zorach Meimer Mutar. And that's why you have to say that they are Mutar. Okay, so different types of categories. We have here issues about hefker and automatic hefker, right? So we said that if they're in the gina, then they're still pater, because people are mafker them. The mechanism of hefker is an interesting discussion that we have in halacha. How exactly do you understand hefker? We know what a kinyan is. Kinyan means I give something to you. I could gift you something. I could sell you something. I could give you something to watch as a shomer. You could steal something from me. All of those have certain kinyanim. Kinyane she'ela, kinyane geneva, kinyan of a kona, right? There's many different types of kinyan. What about hefker? How do you view hefker? So I'm mafker something. So is that a kinyan? I'm being mocking it to who? Don't you usually need two parties to make a kinyan? Right? I am mocking it to the world. I'm mocking it to the sidewalk. Right? So is that a kinyan? So you might say, yeah, it's a hakna. Maybe it's a hakna. It's a kinyan to the future potential owners, whoever picks this up. Is that how you look at it? Or it's a kinyan to the tzibur. Right? Is that how we look at hefker? It's some type of kinyan. Or do we say no? It is more of a, what we call a siluk. It's more of removing my bialus. Not something actively pushing it into the Dvar Hefker, but I'm just removing who I am. It's a siluk. And if it's a siluk, so then there, that's a very different than a regular kinyan. And you have the same question by Mechila. By Mechila. Is it a Hakanah, you owe me money? And I say, keep it, don't worry about it. So is that Kilo, I got it and I gave it back to you? Or is it, no, I'm just removing myself from ever collecting, and therefore, Mamedli, you keep your money? Same question. But here, so you have it by Hefker, the Achronim discuss. So there are many. Many of the discussions in Hefker could be seen within this Chakira. There's a Machlokas Rishonim whether Hefker is called Das Acheres Makne. Or Das Acheres Makne. We know a Katan can't be Kone. Midar Raisa. But many Rishonim, the Bali Atosvas, say that a Kone can be Kone Midar Raisa if somebody else is willing it and pushing it into his Rishus. If I sell something or give something to a Katan, he can be Kone. He can't be Makne back. But that's Das Acheres Makne, right? That comes up in the Gemara one place, but this context, the way the Rishonim use it, that a katan could be kona, midaraisa, but Das Acheres Makne, so that is a machlokas Rishonim, that's what Bali Tosfos say. What about if a katan picks something up from Hefker? So is that Das Acheres Makne based on the person who was mafker in the first place? So that is a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says it is, and Tosfos says it isn't. So again, that might be tali on siluk versus kinyan, right? According to Rashi, that it's called Das Acheres Makne. So then it's a hakna to the future whoever picks it up. Well, if you say it's a siluk, then lachor or not, he just removed his bialus and the katan is just picking it up from the street, and it wouldn't be Das Acheres Makne. One, two. Are you allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos? That's a discussion in the Rishonim. You can't be makne midra abanan on Shabbos. What about mafkir? Where does this come up? First, sugi and psachim, right? Bitul chametz. Can you do bitul chametz for Shabbos? What about those years that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so we get rid of the chametz beforehand. So can you do bitul? If you say bitul is hefker, which is an assumption, if you say bitul is hefker, is there any issue with doing bitul chametz on Shabbos? Because is there an issue of doing hefker on Shabbos? Kinyanim we don't do on Shabbos. Maybe a siluk wouldn't be a problem on Shabbos. Again, hefker versus siluk. Some say that can a katan be mafkir? The other way we said before, we just said Das Acheres Makne, could a katan be mafkir? So again, if it's a kinyan, no. If it's a siluk, maybe a katan could remove his bialus, maybe. But then Rishonim say, I saw an achronim said that it can't be that a katan could do it, because remember the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, don't give your lulav to a katan on the first day of Sukkot, because he can be kone, but he can't be makne back to you. Right? That's the Gemara. So one second. If he can be mafkerit, so let him at least be mafkerit, then you could take it from hefker. So it must be that the Gemara doesn't give that option. So it must be that the Kata cannot be mafkerit. But again, in Lumdis, you have that question. What else? There's a Ran that says you can't be mafkerai de shliach. Right? You can't be mafker. Can you be makne something for me? Can you be kone something for me? For sure. Right? Could you be mafkir? Be mafkir my item. So again, why would you not say that? So all the Achronim get into the act. Now, why would the Ran say that you can't be mafkir? You can do everything through shlichus. But if you say it's some type of siluk, that might be more personal. Might be more personal. My removing my bialus, the Chazon Yecheskel says, that maybe would require a more personal element. Hefker Belev and Hefker Betaus, there are other examples given for this as well. Okay, there's more. The relationship of Yeush and Hefker is also important. Maybe we'll see later on if we have any time to get into that. Okay, but this was all about these types of growths that are basically Memela, Hefker, people are Mafker them. Last line. Says the Gemara, Maushi Asurim Mishum Svichim. So what exactly is this line asking? So if you look in the Gra here in the Kisvayad says there are different types of growths. This question is about these growths which always grow in totally hefker places, right? Not from seeds dafka from the previous year, right? Not from seeds from the previous year that were in a like your field that you didn't plant this year. They grow in totally hefker places. Are those included in the Isser of Svichin? If they're totally a different, maybe it's talking about these types of growths. It doesn't say beferish in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda talks about Svichin, but the Gemara is going to explain now. We spoke about Svichin yesterday. So Gemara says, Nishmina Menada. Well, let's learn it from that next line in the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah, if you remember, we discussed this in yesterday's shiur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sviche Chardol Mutarin. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Svichim of Chardol are Mutar, Shalom Nechshu Oleim Ar Ravera. Because there's no type of kshad. There's no issue of, oh, people might have planted it this year. Lo amar, ela shelo nechshu alein over aveira. Ve'elu, and these items that are under discussion, hova lo nechshu alein over aveira, yumatarin, so it's mutter. Right, you get it from that line. Remember yesterday, the important ha'ara of the Kesef Mishnah. Where the Kesef Mishnah said, this is the line where the Rambam gets his pshat from. The Rambam says, why is svichan aser? Because of over aveira. So Kesef Mishnah points out, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, but the Rambam borrows Rabbi Yehuda's phrase because we paskin like that's the issue behind Svichin. Not that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda here in the Mishnah that it's only about something about Svichei Chardol, but that's where this line comes from. But the Gemara says here, if there's no Chshad, so then there's no Isser Svichin. The Rabbanan didn't answer everything that grows, like we said yesterday. Fruit. Fruit aren't answer Mishum Svichin. Because there's no issue by Svichin. There's no low plug. Rabbanan didn't say low plug, all things that grow in Shemitah. No, you can't say that. Why can't you say that also? Why can't the Rabbanan say, everything that grows in Shemitah, first of all, what are you going to eat? You're just going to eat chicken and eggs the whole year? The Rabbanan aren't going to do that. No, number two, it's not just a mitzius, but it's a halacha. Remember the Taz. The Rabbanan don't have the power to be asr something that's beferish laheter. The Torah says, eat Shemitah fruit, eat Shemitah produce. The Rabbanan are going to say, never eat Shemitah produce. The Rabbanan can't do that. The Rabbanan can't asr something that's beferish leheter in the Torah. So the Rabbanan can't say, everything's asr. That's why. It's limited. Right? It's limited. They don't say low plug by all growth. So it's limited to cases where the svara of the isr applies. That's the only place where the Rabbanan asr. So things that you normally plant. Things that grow in places that you normally plant. That's what it says here. Right? So therefore, that's another reason why we know that it is limited, and that's why Chazal here say these items are going to be mutter. Remember where the Taz says that? Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Discussed that a few weeks ago, I think it came up. Where the Taz discusses, why don't we say that it's usher to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Because you can't play musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif, midrabanan. So, Rosh Hashanah is a Yantif. You can't play the drums on Rosh Hashanah. You can't play the trumpet on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So why can you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Taz says, no, that's impossible. Because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So if we say don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos, fine. That's not knocking out what it says in the Torah, beferish, because you're going to blow when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday. But if the Rabbanan say you can't blow shofar, period, that doesn't work. The Rabbanan don't have the authority to do that. Except in a harashah for a one-time thing, but not more than that. Okay, so let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Svichei Chardol v'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that the svichim of the chardol are mutter because they're not nechshad to plant it. So ad kedun zaro. I understand the seeds of the mustard seeds are mutter. There's no issues. Yarko, what about the greens, the leaves? So the Gemara says, efshar meimer zaro mutter, yarko lo kol shekein. What do you mean? The seed of the mustard seed is the ikar of this growth. The leaves, the greens, are secondary. So if the ikar is going to be mutter, then the tafel is going to be mutter as well. We're not going to say tafel chomor min ha ikar in this regard. Period. Okay, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish have b'chikuk. Reish Lakish was in chikuk. Even before we had Reish Lakish yesterday, he was in Batzra. A lot of stories in the Yerushalmi about the Reish Lakish. I don't know the percentages, but we've had a lot of, Rabbi Yochanan was the, one of the organizers of the Yerushalmis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they were, many stories. Yes, he was in Chikuk. There is an interesting machlok as we've shown him, whether Reish Lakish was a Baal Tshuva or not. What do you mean? Of course he was a Baal Tshuva. No. Was he originally, so to speak, Shomri Mitzvahs, and then he went off and then he came back, or he was never? He was never. That's the discussion in the Rishonim. Where does this Lashon come up? So, Bar Metziah, right? The story of Bar Metziah Pedalid, where the Reish Lakish is Mikurav by Rabbi Yochanan. Remember the Gemara? Pedal Ma'alef. Yomachad Abi Kasachi Rabbi Yochanan Biyardana. One day Rabbi Yochanan was taking a swim in the Jordan. Chazia L'Reish Lakish. He sees Reish Lakish, v'shavar liyarden habasrei. Reish Lakish jumps into the water right after Rabbi Yochanan. Said, so these two great Baalei HaMasora are in the Jordan River together. Amar lechelech la'raisa. Rabbi Yochanan saw Reish Lakish jump in. He saw his strength that he had. He says, wow, you should put your strength in Torah. Amar le shufrach lanashi. Reish Lakish sees that Rabbi Yochanan is very handsome. He says, your beauty should be for the women. So they each have their rutzon of what the other one should do. So Amar Lei, Ihadrech Bach, here's the Lashon, Ihadart Bach, if you come back, Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, you think I'm handsome? You should see my sister. Yavina Lecha Achosi Deshafir Minai. I'll convince my sister to marry you, I'll set you up, and she's even more beautiful. Kabal Alei, and Reish Lakish says, okay, sounds good. Boy Lamadar, Lasu Yamani, he wanted to get out of the water, Vlamatsi Hadar, he couldn't get out of the water because all of a sudden he put his strength focused on Torah and not on brute strength, and therefore he couldn't get out of the water. But first he'll talk about it. And Reish Yochanan became his Rebbe and eventually also his brother-in-law. But that Lashon of Ihadartbach, if you come back. So Mikan says Tosos, Mikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to Reish Lakish, Mitchila Yada Harbe. He says, come back. Come back means that he originally knew. So it must be that he knew a lot. Ela sheparak ol Torah v'nase amaretz v'asak balistios. Right? He threw it away. He went off the derech. Reish Lakish. Mitakamar yihadartbach. Mashma lios kibatchila. V'lo tifrak ol Torah me'alecha. V'kamar nami mayahani lei. And then he says, hasam karli rebi klamar me'ikar nami avi karli rebi. Ela sheshachachli. That's one. You don't have to say that, some other Rishonim say. We call the Baal Tshuva, Baal Tshuva, even if they never were from. They never were Shaman. They're still coming back. Maybe they're coming back to what they learned in utero, you know, whatever it is. We still call them a Baal Tshuva. Anyway, that's the Machlokas Rishonim about Reish Lakish. It's interesting, again, this story has Diyukim in it as well. I saw the Sha'arim Yisyan Balacha, the Sha'arim Yisyan Balacha on that Gemara in Bar Metziah. He quotes, we know you're not supposed to take a ger l'shem ishus, l'chadchila. That's Gemara in Yevamos. Right? If somebody comes to convert and says, why do you want to become Jewish? Because I'm going out with a girl, and she says, you won't marry me unless I become Jewish. So, you're not supposed to have that, but if you see the person is committed, that might be wrong motivation, but if it's a full, true commitment, so then, make her a din, it works. It works if they did it. That doesn't apply to a Baal Tshuva. You see it from here. He quotes a Tshuva of the Rashbash. A Baal Tshuva l'shem ishus, okay, we'll take him. I mean, it's like, you're Jewish. He's Jewish. So here, the original Rabbi Yochanan got Reish Lakish to come back. Doesn't seem for the greatest in motives. But he did it, but ein omrim ke b'Baal Tshuva el makarban tachas kanfei yashchina. Number one. And number two, you gotta do the math. He quotes another Rav that says, Rabbi Michal Dov Weiss Mandel, that there's no problem with a man marrying a girl, a boy marrying a girl who's older than him. How do you see that? Because Rabbi Yochanan, we know the Gemara tells us a kiddushin, his mother died in utero. His mother died as she was giving birth to him. Rabbi Yochanan, right? His father died when she pregnant, so Rabbi didn't have any parents. Right, and so Rabbi Yochanan's mother died. So his sister must have been older than him. And Reish Lakish was younger than Rabbi Yochanan. He calls him Yanuki. So it's clear that Reish Lakish married someone who was older than him. So you see, for here, it's not a problem. No issue. Right, Valinir arrived before Eshi, because another Tosfos. Anyway, he says also, the Tosfos, the Gemara says in Sota, 40 days before Yetzirah Savlan, Machrizim Bas Ploni Laploni, Hainu, doesn't matter who's created first. Right, so Ben Floyd and the Pony, if somebody was created yet, not created yet, okay, vital. So anyway, that's a little about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was in Chikuk. Chamtun Megal Galon Bahadin Achardala. They saw that people were eating this type of mustard seed. Nafal Menevu Lonasavli. So people dropped it, and they weren't so machmed about picking it up. Right, it fell. They weren't, it was not such a chashuv thing that they would pick up. Amar manda maisi lichardala on a mori Rabbi Yehuda. He sees that people are like mafgrits. He says, ah, if people bring me a chardal, I'll pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Right in our Mishnah, that there's no maiser is, because it's hefker. I'll pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Babar Zavda, hori Rabbi Chunya, dimin chavron, bebeis chavron, kadad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chunya in beis chavron, paskin also like Rabbi Yehuda. Pass like Rabbi Yehuda lakula. All Rabbi Yochanan, Vidarashlan, Kirabanan, the Hachar. Rabbi Yochanan came and he paskined against. Rabbi Yochanan paskined like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Huda. Right? Don't give me any coolness for the mustard. And Ukrabanan to Saman. And the Rabbi Yochanan also paskined like the Rabbanan over there. What's over there? You read the Gemara, you have no idea what the Gemara is talking about. So you have to look here, and they quote from elsewhere. Like, there's a machlokas at the beginning of Masechas Beitza on Daf Dalet, when you have Shabbos and Yontif next to each other. Shabbos Sunday, so if you have an egg laid on the first day of the Yom Kadosh, is it mutter on the second day of the Yom Kadosh? Noda bazeh asur bazeh, or noda bazeh mutaras bazeh? And the issue is whether it's viewed as shtei kedushos or kedusha achas. View two holy days next to each other as one long day, so then even noda bazeh asur bazeh. It's like one long day, right? It's still the issue of, whatever the issue is about eating an egg on Shabbos or Yontif, four different opinions on that Beis and Gimel. But if you say noda bazeh asur, muteres bazeh, that's a reflection of shtei kedushos. So Rabbi Yochanan was machmir in that case. He was machmir like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda, and he was machmir like the Rabbanan de Taman, and the Rabbanan over there, he was machmir. Okay, we'll have to see the continuation of the story. That Rabbi Yochanan left because of this psak. I don't know if he was driven out or he decided to go out, so we'll have to see in the story as it continues with Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina.